Texas, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, you guys have been walloped by the second major storm in 5 days. As many as 100 vehicles are stranded on Interstate 27 outside of Lubbock, Texas. The Texas Tech men's basketball team is also stranded in Kansas after Monday night's game. Farmers are building windbreaks for their cattle. But is there a silver lining here? Will this winter's snow perhaps become a spring relief from drought? Frank Morris is news director of Harvest Media, based at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. So, Frank, it sounds very tough there.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow, and it's really it's come down sideways this morning and sticky, so it's coated a lot of trees. We have a lot of branches down. Last I looked, there were 45,000 homes and businesses without power. So it's a fairly nasty day here, although we did not get the full foot of snow that we got last week, and that's what they were predicting here for us today.
Well, that sideways snow is keeping trucks delivering goods locked in at truck stops. But let's talk about some of the agriculture in the region. It's cattle country. What's happening? Let's start with cattle.
This is a real mixed blessing for cattle producers. I mean, for the time being, it's a huge pain and actually a dangerous situation. You have a lot of these folks who are cattle ranchers are not young people. They're elderly people, some of them, out in blizzard conditions trying to get their cattle fed, trying to clear roads. I talked with a couple who are in their early 80s. The man's had a couple of heart attacks and a broken back. And he was out on a tractor last night trying to plow the road so that he could get his cattle fed, because the cattle don't have they don't have anything to eat except what you put out for them when there's 2 feet of snow on the ground, as there is some places. That's also very, very hard on the young calves, and there are a number of them have been killed in this storm.
I'm sorry, I just have to say it. It's just a reminder of the real people out there farming, as opposed to, you know, factory farms. There are people out there, you know, really doing this, as you say, backbreaking work. What about the wheat? We know there's something called red winter wheat. What's that, and how is this storm impacting that?
That is 75% of the wheat grown in this country, and it is grown all across the high plains. That whole area, almost all of it, is in a deep, deep, bad drought. So farmers planted this wheat praying that they'd get some rain so it would germinate. A lot of it did, some of it didn't. Some of the wheat never came up. It's supposed to. The ground was very, very dry, very low on moisture. So you put a foot or two of snow on top of that. That's really good, at least for the early spring for this wheat. This wheat should start perking up again next month and then continue to grow through June when it starts to be harvested. So this will help a lot, but it doesn't. You'd need at least 10 feet of snow to make up for the deficit that area, the high plains, has in terms of drought.
Well, we're reading, 16 inches of water is what's needed. That may be that 10 feet of snow.
I mean, the snow that they get out there unlike on the East Coast, is very dry. It's dry powder. And so you need a foot of snow to make an inch of rain, roughly. This helps, but it doesn't turn the corner on the drought for western Kansas, Nebraska, west Texas, and Oklahoma Panhandle.
Well, meanwhile, as you said, it is some good news along, though, with the bad, which is that, farmers are fighting their way through this snow. Anything else you want to share with us about what that means?
Well, I mean, farther east toward Kansas City, where I am, the drought let up significantly in the fall with the remnants of Hurricane Isaac. And, the dairy is another industry out here. If you have a grazing dairy farm, that is, you rely on the cattle to harvest the grass and walk it into the barn so you can milk them, this snow is very, very beneficial. Even though this, again, is a tremendously busy time of year for dairy farmers, they're having calves, and their cows live outside, so having calves in, a foot or 2 feet of snow is a real, it's not easy work. And it's
for
dangerous
for the cow.
for anybody. It's, right. it's a bad situation for anybody, but this snow is going to sink in. Snow is a lot better than rain because it melts gradually and it sinks in. The more of it gets into the ground. So this is going to be very good for pastures out here on dairy farms.
But you need more. Frank Morris of Harvest Media, based at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Frank, thanks so much for talking to us about the impact of the snow on your area. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Robin.